Report: Obama, Susan Rice broke down and cried after Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 18, 2026. Former President Barack Obama and former White House adviser Susan Rice allegedly broke down and cried after President Donald Trump defeated former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. In a post on X, Real Clear Investigations senior reporter Paul Sperry claimed that more than 1,000 hours of new audio and video compiled by Columbia University in cooperation with the Obama Foundation showed that Obama and Rice were allegedly so distraught over Trump's win. Breaking: President Obama and his national security adviser Susan Rice were so distraught after Trump won in 2016 they literally broke down and cried in front of White House staff. According to 1,100 hours of new audio and video compiled by Columbia University in cooperation with the Obama Foundation. After all they'd built, they feared their accomplishments were at risk of being torn down by a con man and a clown, Sperry added. Ergo, Trump had to be stopped? The Western Journal reported that Sperry did not indicate whether the audio would be released publicly or whether transcripts would be made available. Sperry did not indicate whether the audio would be released publicly or whether transcripts would be made available. Trump's 2016 win over Democrat Hillary Clinton stunned Washington's political class and sparked an effort to undermine Trump before he ever entered office in 2017. A new interview archive also revealed that Obama and his administration were emotional over Trump's win, and that they didn't view Trump as a serious candidate for president, according to the Daily Mail. Former Obama adviser David Axelrod spoke about how, during the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner, he overheard Trump bragging to other attendees about how he was in front of the polls. "I kind of chuckled at it and went to my seat," Axelrod stated. "I don't think any of us really anticipated that Donald Trump would be a serious candidate for president, much less president."